This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I realize I like to joke around a lot and keep things interesting, but I have a very serious topic to share with you today, and I call it the vaccine holocaust. But let's back up before I even get there. Just so you know, my name is Mike Adams. I'm the health ranger. I'm the science lab director of this facility called CWC Labs. We do scientific analysis of food, environmental samples. We detect pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, you know, all kinds of things. And we're about to launch commercial laboratory services. So I have a strong scientific background. I have been I'm an award-winning journalist. I have written on science and nutrition and health and disease for 15 years at least. Wait a minute, more than that, 18 years, I guess. And this topic, there is no more concerning topic to me in the entire realm of medicine than the vaccine holocaust. So let's back up and let's talk about the holocaust, the Nazi holocaust, just so we understand the definitions that we're dealing with here. So the Nazi holocaust, of course, is the genocidal extermination of Jews. 6 million or so, as best we know, were exterminated by the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. And notably, it all happened right under the noses of the German citizens of the day. In fact, the German establishment essentially condoned this entire practice. The press was all pro-Hitler, and in fact, we learned recently that the Associated Press collaborated with the Nazis in order to cover the Third Reich. So the AP, as we know it today, the AP was pro-Hitler, pro-Third Reich, and pro-Holocaust, just like General Motors CEO Alfred P. Sloan, who founded the Sloan Foundation. The Sloan Foundation today gives money to film companies and has infiltrated the Tribeca Film Festival and the Sundance Film Festival and film schools all across America. And it was founded by a Nazi collaborator, just like the Associated Press. Now, I could go on, many, many examples of this. But so this Holocaust, this genocidal mass murder, which we all agree took place in history, took place with the consent of the most accomplished, wealthy, established elite citizens of Germany of the day. And you got to remember that back in the 1930s, Germany was the center of science in the known world. Berlin was the scientific utopia. Berlin is where most of the great physicists studied or had influences from Berlin. The physics community in Germany was very, very strong. Germany had, the best, quote, science of the day. They were working on hydrocarbons and advanced chemistry and modification of chemical bonds, synthesis of chemical weapons like mustard gas, which eventually became chemotherapy, synthesis of artificial food colors, synthesis of many, many different drugs, and they use Jewish people for the medical experiments. And it's a very sad, devastating chapter in human history. It's almost impossible to fathom. It's like you can't even imagine that something like that could happen. But it did. And it happened with the consent of the scientists of the day. Now that's crucial to understand. Because today we have the same thing, well, not exactly the same. I should say a similar thing happening, a parallel thing, if you will. It is, we have the entire scientific, established scientific community now presiding over a vaccine holocaust in the same way that the scientific community of the Third Reich presided over the Jewish holocaust with their eugenics, all based on genetics and the superiority of the chosen race that they wanted to see dominate the planet. And they would murder Jews, and they would murder, they would euthanize elderly people and handicapped people, and, you know, people they called cripples and the infirmed and so on. They would kill them, and they would say it's for the better good or the greater good. That's what they said. It's all for the greater good. Well, the same justification is what we hear now in the vaccine industry. Children are being maimed and killed by vaccines every day. And when the evidence of that is presented to these scientists of the day, they say, oh, it's for the greater good, invoking the same logic, the same justification, rationalization as the Nazis who were exterminating Jewish people. Every day right now, all around the world, mothers take healthy babies in for vaccines. And these are mothers who believe in vaccines. They believe what they've been told. They believe vaccines are safe. They believe vaccines are effective. They think that they're doing something to help their child because they believe the propaganda they've heard on TV and from the CDC and from the vaccine companies and the vaccine pushers and the science trolls pretending to be journalists at the Washington Post or New York Times or what have you. So these mothers take their children in. They get vaccinated sometimes at 6 months of age or 8 months or 12 or 18 months, what have you. And they usually get multiple vaccines all at once. And they go into a period of having fevers and often seizures, sometimes loss of consciousness, sometimes, very often seizures or micro seizures. And when these children emerge from this 24 hours later or 48 hours later, they are often autistic. They are damaged. They have been neurologically destroyed by the vaccines. And the parents are horrified, and they are shocked. They feel betrayed, but also they feel intense shame and guilt. They thought they were doing something healthy for their child. They thought they were following what the government wanted them to do, and then they realize, oh my God, the people who were warning about vaccines were right, that vaccines have just destroyed my child. And it's like the entire life of that child has been taken away from them. The entire potential future that they might have had is gone in a day, because the mercury and the formaldehyde and the aluminum and the MSG and all these brain-damaging chemicals that destroy neurology and destroy human biology, they have been injected into the child, and they've gone right through the child's blood and into their brain, and they've caused permanent damage. And to add insult to injury, these parents are told that they're wrong. No, the vaccines didn't do that. That's impossible, they're told, because vaccines are safe. We all know that. We've all been told that, right? They say, the vaccine couldn't have done that, that you, the parent, you must have been mistaken. That child must have been autistic from day one. You just didn't notice it. This is what they're told. How insulting is that to a parent, to a loving, caring mom, who carried this child in her own body, carried this child to full term, gave birth to this child, nursed this child from her own body, gave this child life, and cared for this child and gave it healthy food and tended to its needs and was trying to do the right thing to give it, you know, quote, medicine that the doctors say this child needs to be healthy, the vaccines. And so she takes it in to get vaccinated. And just like that, that child is destroyed. And the parent is blamed. The parent is called stupid. The parent is called insensitive. You didn't notice this. And parents who speak out about this are viciously, maliciously attacked, smeared, intimidated, censored, blackballed. They're called irresponsible if they dare talk about what happened to their child when they had that child vaccinated. And so this Holocaust, this is a vaccine Holocaust, is happening every day all across our world. to countless numbers of children and their parents, their moms and dads, who are devastated by this. And they are shocked. They are in total disbelief. They cannot believe that this could happen to their child from a vaccine because they were told it's impossible. So this Holocaust is happening under the noses of the scientific establishment in our modern day system in exactly the same way the Jewish the Third Reich, the Nazi Holocaust, was happening under the view of the German citizens of the day, who were the most advanced citizens, you know, of the known world of the time. It just goes to show you, when science is taken over by evil, science can be used to hide a Holocaust from the people. And it has been done before in history, and it is being done again right now. And so, just as we had Nazi Holocaust deniers back in the 1930s, and even continuing to this day, today we have vaccine Holocaust deniers. And these vaccine Holocaust deniers are people who write for the New York Times. They write for the Washington Post. They write for Forbes.com. They write for USA Today. They write for the LA Times. They write for the Chicago Tribune. They are the same kinds of people who would have written pro-Hitler propaganda because that's what paid them a paycheck. That was their job. The same people who worked for the Associated Press when they collaborated with the Nazis. Same people, same kind of people that have always existed throughout history to profit from someone else's pain and suffering and even genocide and murder. For every era of mass murder that has been committed against the citizens of our world, there has always been a group of people who call themselves journalists, who call themselves scientists, who call themselves government regulators, who claim to be working for you and protecting you, but they're actually collaborating with mass murder. They are actually furthering the Holocaust. They are defending the genocide. And they need to be named, I think. I think that for the sake of history, we need to have a record of who these people are. For the upcoming crimes against humanity tribunals that I believe may emerge one day as this vaccine Holocaust becomes better known, when the Berlin Wall of vaccine injury denialism is finally shattered and breaks down and all this truth comes out, and all the parents who have vaccine-damaged children are finally allowed to speak. Because you know they're silenced, right? You know they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement to get a payout from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Did you know that? To get the money to take care of their autistic child who was damaged by vaccines, they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and that's why you haven't heard about it. We have a massive vaccine Holocaust happening right now. I want to speak to the spiritual aspects of this. You know that some of us, perhaps you, we are here. We exist in this reality. We are conscious beings here, serving in the protection of life. And we answer to a higher power, a divine power. The highest power of all, really, is love. Universal love, you might call it. God, the divine. Many of us here who are having this life experience right now, we are carrying out the protection of life, a mission, if you will, a priority of protecting life and serving the true greater good of protecting children, protecting life, protecting the diversity of life on our planet, of exposing truth, of being whistleblowers, of having demonstrating transparency, being honest about what's in your food, which is what we're doing here, you know, all of this. This is what we are here to do. This is our service to humanity. And there are many of us. But at the same time in this world, there are creatures in, the best way to say this is, there are creatures in human form who serve a different master. They serve a dark master. They serve death and destruction. And they have found that vaccines are the most wonderful tool for them to promote in order to cause the most suffering off of children. And when they can cause that suffering at a very early age, a very young age, they can, in essence, spiritually feed off of that suffering for many, many years to come. Without getting into too much background on all of this, and you know, there is an actual war between good and evil taking place here in this realm, on this planet. This is an epic war. And those who have sided with evil and death and destruction, they literally feed off the energy of suffering and pain and death. That's their dark energy, if you will, or to use a Star Wars metaphor, that's the dark side. You know, that's the Darth Vader side of things. Meanwhile, those of us who are protecting life and working in service to life and humanity and the planet, our energy comes from love, from compassion, from empathy, from feeling the suffering and trying to stop that suffering, trying to do everything we can to save one more child from being damaged by vaccines, to help people heal, to help people avoid disease, to help people prevent cancer or reverse cancer, all of these things. These are the things that we value. The dark, destructive, the agents of darkness and destruction on this planet have come to occupy all of the high-level positions of so-called science, of medicine, pharmaceuticals, and vaccines, and of the federal government and the regulators. You cannot become a high agent of this federal government unless you are steeped in intense evil. You don't get to be the head of the FDA unless you are incredibly evil. You don't get to be the head of the USDA unless you've already sold out to incredible evil. You don't get invited into the media as a science spokesperson, as a guest, unless you are pro-death of children, unless you push the vaccine holocaust that is murdering children today. You have to be a proponent of medical murder to move up in the system of medical genocide that dominates our society today. That is a sad truth of the matter, and it tells you what we are up against, those of us who seek to protect life, who seek truth, who seek to expose the lies, who seek transparency, who seek an end to the suffering, who seek safety in medicine, you know, eliminating mercury from the vaccines, who are pro-choice on medicine. We believe in individual liberty. We believe in a mother's choice. We believe in a medical choice to say no to a vaccine that might be dangerous to your child. We believe in food choice and food freedom and growing your own food and saving seeds. All of these things, these are the essences of light and life and love, ultimately. And that's why I say one of the greatest acts of love that you can ever demonstrate for you and your child is to discover the truth about vaccines and take every precaution necessary to protect your child from those vaccines. There are a number of things that you can do. I've discussed those in other videos. There are even some ways to nutritionally protect your child from the chemicals that are in the vaccine if you feel forced into vaccinating that child. There are some steps you can take that can reduce their chances of becoming autistic. And of course, there are many other things that you can do to avoid these toxic medical interventions as well. But the bottom line is, and this is what I feel very, very passionate about, is that this epic battle that you need to understand, every pro-vaccine voice that is out there is a medical murderer. They're almost like parasites who feed off the blood or the suffering, the pain of children. Every pro-vaccine voice out there is an evil entity that has occupied a human body, if you will. They are here to destroy. They are here to cause suffering. They have been put here to counteract all of the forces of love and light and compassion and honesty and scientific truth and divine life and all of these other things. Their job is to destroy all of that and to destroy every individual who speaks out in defense of life, in defense of a child's innocence. They are like a black plague that has taken over the scientific community and seeks the absolute death and destruction of all human life on this planet. And I think there's no better example of this than Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he is a genocidal, anti-human maniac. He actively talks about using vaccines for depopulation. He says you can use vaccines to reduce human population. He lies constantly about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has been completely vindicated. Everything that he said was true. It's all come out vindicated in the courts. And yet people like Bill Gates continue to knowingly lie about the evidence of Dr. Wakefield and his research and what he found. Bill Gates is like a lot of these people. If you look into their eyes, you really see demons. You see dark forces of destruction. You see an intense hatred for humanity. You see this kind of reflected in people like David Gorski, Paul Offit. You look at these people and you just see this intense, intense hatred, and as if they desire to unleash a virus that would just kill everyone. It's like their most intimate desire. They have this hatred combined with this arrogance and destruction, and they are people who are so consumed by hatred that they immediately are attracted to vaccines because they know vaccines cause these side effects, the autism, the seizures, the deaths, the putting children into comas sometimes, the skin disorders, the organ failure, the kidney problems. They love it. They love it because they are, in effect, they are creatures of intense evil, and they see vaccines as a way to carry out their goal, which is the absolute destruction of human innocence. And that is why children are targeted with vaccine propaganda. It's really, you know, once you understand the spiritual war happening here, it all makes instant sense. It's very easy to understand why children are victimized by vaccines, why vaccines have to be pushed completely outside the realm of scientific evidence. There is absolutely no evidence showing many of these vaccines are safe or effective at all. There is no safe level of mercury to be injected into a child, period. There's no scientific justification whatsoever for injecting a child with any level of mercury. It's completely unjustified. It is really, frankly, a violation of the Geneva Convention, medical experimentation on children. It is a violation of medical ethics, and it is a violation of fundamental human rights and spiritual law. And that is why vaccines are the number one weapon of mass destruction that has been chosen by this anti-human establishment that seeks the absolute destruction of human beings all across this world. And so that is why I call it the vaccine holocaust. And those who deny that this is happening, who deny the injuries to the children that are evident, they are vaccine holocaust deniers, and they are agents of extreme evil. They are demonic in their dark hearts, in their twisted minds, in their mental illness. They are demonic, they are destructive, they hate humanity, they hate children, they seek destruction, they seek suffering, they seek to destroy life, and vaccines are their number one choice for accomplishing that. And that is why we must prevail on this issue. vaccines could be made safer. Vaccines could be spread out time-wise. Vaccines could be delayed until a child's immune system is more fully developed. There are numerous strategies to make vaccines safer without abandoning vaccines as a whole. They don't want vaccines to be safe. You understand? Get this through your head. They don't want vaccines to be safe. If they did, they could have made them safer. They could make them single-dose vials. They could take out the mercury. They don't want them to be safe. They want vaccines to harm and injure children. That is their energy source. That's what they feed off of. That's what they're seeking, and that's why it's there. Don't have any illusions about this. You are witnessing an epic spiritual battle of light versus darkness, of life versus death, of creation versus destruction. And those who have chosen to push vaccines have chosen the side of hatred and death and destruction. They've chosen the dark side. They've chosen the path of Darth Vader, which gives them power. And they lust after that power. It doesn't matter how many lives and how many children they have to destroy in order to gain that power. And so we, the defenders of life and truth, you know, you could call us, we are the vaccine truth Jedi, I guess, just seeking to protect life and knowing that whether we succeed or fail, we have served the true greater good. We have served in the protection of life and truth, scientific truth. We have served to protect children, to end suffering. We have served to educate and enlighten and empower parents with information. We have served the divine purpose of living this life in the first place, to protect life. And as such, we have already won this battle, no matter what the outcome in this particular realm. So, in essence, this message is a message of victory. Every day that you serve in the interests of truth and the protection of life and love is a day that you have lived a life worth living, that you have lived a life of purpose, and that you have redeemed your entire existence. You are valued in our world. You are valued in our universe. And whether you believe in God or the divine or the Akashic records or anything, you will be acknowledged and rewarded for serving love, light, and life in this epic battle against the vaccine destruction and death merchants who are murdering our children for their own personal gain. So continue this fight. We shall prevail. In fact, we've already won. It's nice to know, isn't it? Thanks for listening. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.